This is Divorce Happy Hour, a show about divorce and issues people face going through divorce. Your co-hosts are Christina Previtt and John Knocklinger. For more information about the show and to connect with us, head over to divorcehappyhour.com. And now, on to today's show. Hello and welcome to Divorce Happy Hour. My name is John Knocklinger. I'm one of the co-owners of NetSquire, a law firm devoted to helping people get divorced without fighting. Today, I'm going to talk to you about mediation and how do you prepare for mediation. I do a lot of mediations for a lot of people that want to get divorced amicably and without fighting. So I want to talk to you about how we do that. Like, how do we actually prepare you to go through mediation so that we can get the most out of our time and you can maximize your chances of reaching a resolution of your divorce quickly. So for those of you that are not familiar, what we do at NetSquire is a flat fee mediation package. And what that means is that everything you need to do in order to get divorced is covered by one flat fee. The first part of that is mediation, where we do it over Zoom, so virtually, for 3 hours. And then once we get an agreement at mediation, and I'll talk a little bit about mediation in a second, then we draft your entire settlement agreement. Then once that's signed, we get you divorced. So basically everything you need to do to get divorced happens in one place, which is awesome for one flat fee. So let's talk about mediation again. And we've talked about mediation a lot on this podcast. So I encourage you to go back and listen to other episodes where we talked about the mechanics of mediation. But today I want to talk about how do you prepare? So mediation at its core is where someone like myself, who's an experienced matrimonial attorney, will meet with you and your spouse to help you guys resolve all of the issues that you need to resolve in order to get divorced. So that means alimony, child support, custody of your children, division of your assets like your house, your cars, your retirement account, brokerage accounts, businesses you might have. It means dealing with life insurance policies, taxes you owe, prospectively taxes you're going to file, credit card debt, basically all of the issues that you and your spouse need to resolve get resolved through mediation. And they get resolved through me discussing with each of you, you know, what your position is. What are your goals? What is it that you need? And through that conversation, I help the two of you construct an agreement. So that is what mediation is. Even though I'm an experienced divorce attorney that's been doing this almost 20 years, my role is not to advocate for either party. My goal is just to make sure we cover everything and to tell you what exactly has worked in other situations before so that you can get some ideas about what might work for you and your family. So let's talk about the preparation for mediation. So the first thing that you're going to want to do is get organized. So one of the first things we do is send out an email with an organization sort of list where you need to go and gather certain things. Now, what things do you need to gather? Well, every couple's different. Every couple has different things, but some of the things you probably need to have available are your latest tax returns, your latest tax documents, your latest pay stubs. You're going to want your health insurance information, particularly if you have children, because that's something we're going to be looking at. You're going to want to know how much your kids cost. So be ready to talk about their extracurricular activities. Be ready to talk about college, if college is something that needs to be discussed. If they're in private school, be ready to discuss that. If they have any large medical expenses, be ready to discuss that. Be ready to discuss what you want to do with your house. You need to sort of start thinking about what you want to do with your house because, you know, as we've discussed on prior podcasts, there's only three ways to resolve a house or to divide a house. One is one spouse buys out the interest of the other spouse. Second way is the other spouse buys out the house. And the third way, it gets sold. There's only three ways to do it. So start thinking about that. And you're also going to want to get copies of your latest retirement accounts, mainly so we just know what there is. You're going to want to make sure that you start listing all of your assets. So what are your bank accounts? And I don't just mean I have a bank account at Bank of America. I have a checking account ending in 1234. I have another checking account ending in 456. I have a savings account ending in 2468. That's the level of sort of list you need to come up with so that we're clear on what each of you have. So that when we're talking about resolution, it's all there. Now, that's sort of the nuts and bolts of the preparation part of this. But what are some other things that you could do to start preparing for mediation to maximize the chances that we can get it all done in 3 hours? Well, if it's important to you to get a legal opinion about what you're entitled to or what an acceptable or reasonable settlement might look like from another attorney, because again, a mediator's not there to give you that information, then you need to go meet with somebody prior to mediation. It's not required, and not everyone needs to do that. But if it's important to you that you get someone else's opinion about what an acceptable divorce settlement would look like for you, then you need to go and meet with an attorney first. Because once you're at mediation, don't go through 3 hours of mediation and say, you know what, John, I need to go talk to an attorney now. No, go talk to the attorney before mediation. So when you're coming into mediation and you're meeting with me and with your spouse, you're ready to make a deal. That's the point of this, is to make a deal, to keep it amicable, to try to streamline the process, to keep the expenses down, to make this happen in a tighter time frame than the years that a typical divorce takes. So if you really want to know what an attorney thinks a reasonable settlement would be for you, then go meet with an attorney before mediation. And, you know, that's sort of always going to be the advice. Now, once we reach a settlement and you get the written document, you can always take that document back to an attorney to have them review it. But as I tell everybody at the very beginning of mediation, don't tell me you agree to something if you really want to think about it, or if your acceptance of the agreement is subject to your attorney's approval. If that's the case, then don't tell me you accept whatever agreement we reach during mediation. Open and honest. Open and honest are two of the most important parts of mediation. You've got to be open and honest. Another thing to prepare in advance is to talk to your spouse. Now, if you're coming to mediation, chances are you and your spouse can talk. You may not like each other. You may hate each other's guts. You may think that your spouse is the scum of the earth. Maybe they cheated on you. Maybe they used all your money, whatever the case is. But talking to them about easy things is a great thing to do in advance of mediation. What are the easy things, you ask? Well, number one, a holiday schedule for your kids. You guys can work that out. Most people, extended families, I would say, most people celebrate different holidays. Something common is a lot of times one spouse's family loves Christmas Eve, the other one loves Christmas Day. But you guys can talk about it. Maybe one of you loves Memorial Day, the other one loves Labor Day. Maybe one of you doesn't care anything about the 4th of July, which we just went through. Maybe one of you has got a more flexible schedule where when the kids are off school, you can be with the kids. You guys talk about that. That is something that, you know, we don't need to spend 30 minutes of mediation going through each and every holiday to help you guys reach a resolution. Talk about it in advance. Talk about what you want to do with your house so that by the time we get to mediation, hopefully the two of you already have an idea that, you know, one of you wants the house, the other one doesn't. Those are great things to talk about in advance, but you don't have to. You know, just like you don't have to go meet with an attorney before mediation, you don't have to talk to your spouse before mediation. But the point of today's podcast is, what are the things you can do to maximize the chances that we can resolve your divorce in a 3-hour mediation session? Because if you don't resolve it in 3 hours, what's going to happen is we're going to have to schedule a second session, and that will be an expense. So you can save that expense by having a little contact with your spouse prior to the first mediation session. And that's great. Because the whole idea here is streamline, streamline, streamline. We're trying to make sure that people understand that you don't have to go through the traditional process to get divorced. It is the old way of doing things. You can get divorced quickly and at an expense that you understand this is how much it costs. Because you all know that if you go through a traditional divorce process, you don't know how much it's going to cost. It could cost $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $25,000. You don't know. And each one of you is going to be paying money. So what can you do to maximize your chances of getting your divorce done in a three-hour mediation session? Well, to recap, we just went through a bunch of things. Be organized. Have a list of your assets and liabilities. Have recent statements that are relevant to any conversation you might have. Have income information at the tip of your fingers. You know, think about it like this. If I were to ask you, how much money did you make last year? If you have to say, oh my gosh, let me find that. Let me look it up. Let me log on to my company's HR portal and I'm going to find it. You just wasted 10 minutes of mediation. So be organized. Have all that information available. Number two, go and talk to an attorney if it's important for you to have that information about what an attorney's opinion is about what's a fair and reasonable resolution of your divorce. If that's important, go meet with the attorney before mediation. And third, have some preliminary conversations with your spouse about easy topics, topics that, you know, hopefully there's no way you could possibly not have an agreement on. And if you do those things and you come to mediation open-minded and ready to make a deal, then you will be able to make a deal and you will get your divorce done quickly and amicably and inexpensively. And you can keep your costs down by enrolling in our flat fee program. So if you or anyone you know is interested in trying to get this process done quickly, amicably, and at a predictable flat fee cost, give our office a call. Let's talk about your situation. Our email address is right on the screen, gethappydivorce.com. You can't miss that. And you can schedule a free discovery call with us and we can talk through your situation and how we best can help you. All right. Today was a short divorce happy hour, divorce happy 13, 14 minutes, but that's because they don't all have to be long. Sometimes this information is quick and dirty and you got it. So please prepare yourself for mediation. Come to mediation ready to make a deal so we can get this done as quickly and amicably as possible. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. For more information, check out divorcehappyhour.com. And please don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.